frustration,
pain,
sickness,
barrenness,
disease,
recession,
lack,
poverty,
failure,
despair.
Darkness shall cover the earth,
gross darkness to people,
but the glory of the Lord shall arise upon thee.
So cheer up, rejoice.
Your change has come.
God sent forth his word,
and that word healed them
and delivered them from all their destruction.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into God's healing and restoring word. It's intimacy, it's partnership, it's fellowship.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is so in a hurry to surprise you tonight. Hallelujah. Trust me. I sat down there like a pregnant woman, hoping that every second would just pass and then I'll grab this mic. And finally, hallelujah. Lift your hands and just bless the Lord for what He'll be doing. Be very fast, be very brief. Instrumentalists can come on. There's no need to sit down. We're just going to flow. And, bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the praise. We bless the name of the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. Just release this night to you. Move in ways beyond our imagination. Speak words beyond our comprehension. Do mighty things beyond our expectations. And let Jesus and Him alone be glorified. Lord, I pray that you shake the foundations of hell tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please walk to 10 people, give them a big hug, greet them, and then you'll be back to your seat. Hallelujah. Some of you want to greet everybody. Hallelujah. God bless you. Be seated. While seated, I'd like us to celebrate again the angel of the house, Pastor Pete Rock, and his lovely wife. Go ahead. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you. Job 38. Let's continue from where we stopped in the morning. There's a lot to do. Job 38, verse 33. We'll pick it up from there. Just lay a few foundations and then trust God to step in and do a quick walk tonight by His Spirit. Job 38, verse 33. Okay, we have it. It says, "Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven?" It's a question. And then he said, "Can thou set the dominion?" I like the Amplified version. We don't have it projected, but then it says, Amplified, someone read for us in the morning. Can anybody read? I like the Amplified rendition so that we can pick up from there. Oh, bless you, Pastor. Do you know the ordinances of heaven? Can you establish their rule? Hallelujah. Two questions that will guide us as we explore the subject of open heavens tonight. The first question is that, do you know the ordinances of heaven? Have you come into the comprehension on how heaven operates? The word ordinance there just means the operations of the heavens. Have you been guided by the Spirit to understand how things happen in the realm of the Spirit? And then if you have, the second question is that, have you come into a point where you can take those revelations and establish their rule in the earth realm? This becomes for us the key and the guiding principle as we seek to explore not just the subject of open heavens, but anything at all. See, let me tell you something. When you begin to explore mysteries in the Spirit, you need to realize that you are dealing with two planes. First, the planes of the heavens. Is that true? And then the earth realm. So you must know how to translate realities from the heavens to find expression in the earth realm. Jesus said it this way. He said, when you pray, he said, pray that your kingdom come. Is that true? He said, your will be done where? In the earth as it is in heaven. So there is always a spiritual system that helps us to translate the realities of the heavens to find expression in the earth realm. Hallelujah. And we began to share in the morning that the concept of open heavens is not just, it's not necessarily about a physical cloud opening, although that could be part of it, but is that there can be an activity in the Spirit that creates a portal around your life. It's like a sphere that permits the operation of heaven over your life. And we said that five things have been associated with open heavens. We said how that rain, abundance, prosperity and blessings, right? And we spoke about visions and encounters. We spoke about judgment. And we spoke about the outpouring of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And so tonight, very quickly, we are going to be establishing the second part of this question, because in the morning we were seeking to understand the ordinances of heaven. All of the stories, Lucifer, Garden of Eden, the concept of doors, gates, opening and closing and so on and so forth. It was just an attempt to help answer the first question, the ordinances of heaven. I told you that heaven operates through mysteries. The same principle that witchcraft operates with. Mysteries. A mystery is a hidden truth. A mystery is a secret code of operation only known to those who belong to that group or that fraternity. Hallelujah. And so there is a way that I can, for instance, look at the protocol officer and tell him something, and you may not understand because you have not been trained to understand the language. Are you getting me now? I can tell him good morning, and to you good morning just means courtesy, but to him good morning may be a sign that be fast. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Be fast, save time. Mysteries, secret codes of operation. And I told us in the morning that dominion in the kingdom is not an impartation. Dominion in the kingdom is not something you claim. Dominion is the resultant effect of your comprehension of the mysteries of the kingdom and your ability to engage their operation in the earth realm. That's what culminates to dominion. And this is the strength of Satan. The strength of Satan is not so much of physical power or energy. The advantage of Satan comes from the residue of his comprehending the mysteries of the kingdom. I told us that before his fall, he was called Lucifer, the light bearer, the custodian of the secrets of the kingdom. Hallelujah. And that office afforded him multiple opportunities to explore the wisdom of God. He understood the perspectives and the operations of God in the heaven. And it was on the strength of that light that he dared to dethrone God. And then the Bible tells us that he was judged. We said a few things like that, and then how that in Job chapter 38, Job invoked the presence of God. And then God came and began to probe Job. And he says, can you declare, if you have an understanding on the laying, the spiritual technology that built the earth? And Job was dumbfounded and so on and so forth. And so we'll take it from there. At least we're able to establish the fact that the concept of open and closed heavens are not haphazard. Do we all agree that there are exact spiritual codes of operation that governs the opening of the heavens and the closing of the heavens? And listen to me, if we can hold on to the keys that govern this operation, then the theme of this conference will find expression in our lives, that our heavens be opened. Hallelujah. It's supposed to be an exact experience, Pastor, that we can relate with, that at the end of the meeting you can tell at what point in your life this experience started becoming possible. Hallelujah. And so I pray that tonight God will truly cause our heavens to be open. I prayed for everyone, and the Lord gave me an assurance that he will do wonders in our lives, in the name of Jesus Christ. Before I continue, let me just speak to two people. Sir, can I talk to you? While he was driving me, is that your wife? Madam, please stand up. While he was driving me, the Lord began to give me words. We'll have time for prophecy, but I just feel it hot in my spirit. Can I just talk to them? Because the Lord told me two things. The first thing the Lord told me was concerning his marriage. I told you, a baby boy is coming, and this is supposed to be a replacement. Hold on. This is a replacement, a restoration of a dead baby boy, and God is bringing another baby boy again. Hallelujah. And then he began to talk to me and tell me what happened in the marriage, and I'm speaking it. There is a reason why I'm speaking it in the open. You see, that I would have just told you, but I speak to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Madam, you will hold your baby boy in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no time to tell you, but my eyes are open in the spirit, and I see the event that caused the death of that child, and I curse that power from the heavens in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mando kasuda bakarate kelebashia manto prekete lebosikete balada. I break the power of witchcraft in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I curse the power of witchcraft And I declare that you will celebrate your child. A man child, a son, mightily used by God. It will be a replacement for what you lost. And then you are entering seasons of mighty financial abundance. I told you this. I saw a shuttle between Mina and Abuja. And the Lord is going to open very, very strange doors. Very supernatural, very remarkable, very strange doors. Let it be done in the name of Jesus. Guarantee Trust Bank. I'm seeing GTB at my back. What is this? What is Guarantee Trust Bank? Stand up, please. Guarantee Trust Bank. We need to get back to the word. There's a lot to teach. But let me talk to you, my sister. Increase, Pastor. The kind of increase that is coming to this church is going to astonish people. Increase, my dear. Your faithfulness. You see, faithfulness is like, it's like drops of water that can be weighed in the spirit. And the Bible says, when the cloud be full of rain, it will empty itself. Because I'm seeing you in the spirit and you are sitting on a computer. You see this? I'm sitting on a computer and I'm seeing above you GTB. I don't know if you are due for promotion or not, but the Lord is telling me that promotion is coming for you. Write it, you will see it happen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we establish it. We establish it. We establish it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we establish it. Sir, I told you, right? Get set for next year, because that's your marriage, number one. Number two, you are going to get a job. Hallelujah. The job will be next year. It's going to be a supernatural job. It's going to surprise you. God is going to honor you in a very great way. Begin to prepare for your marriage. Forget about whether the woman is there or not. I'm telling you, the woman is already around. I told you now, 2 Kings chapter 4. What do you have in your house? I told you while we were coming. Don't waste your time trying to look for when what you... Anyway, that's for me and you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Celebrate Jesus. Please sit down. Hallelujah. Who is Dorcas? Dorcas. Dorcas. I'm hearing the name Dorcas. 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 Do we have anyone that name Dorcas, or anyone related to someone Dorcas? I need to pray for Dorcas. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Dorcas. Hold on. Don't worry. Let me... Two of you, stand up. Keep standing. Let's see. If you are the person, Dorcas is the name of your mother. Who is that? Your mother, come. Dorcas. Shabalata Bakurati. Where is she, my brother? At home. Where is home? We need to pray against witchcraft over your mother. Look at me. This is not to scare you, all right? This, we're talking of open heavens. We need to pray against witchcraft so that your mother does not start telling you that she's sick and so on and so forth like that. We need to pray. Do you have an elder brother? Where is he? Does he have a job? What's he doing?
He just graduated.
Graduated. Tell him that a good job is going to come. Has he served? Has he served? He just finished service. I'm seeing him doing a passing out parade. This is what I'm seeing. Is that true? If I'm lying, just tell me I'm lying. I'm seeing him doing a passing out parade. What is 16th? 16th. 16th. I'm seeing him saluting and I'm seeing a date. 16th. Huh? Am I right? I'm seeing a date, 16th, and I'm seeing him saluting. I don't know, but I'm just telling you that something like that may be passing out. Tell him he's going to get a job. A mighty job. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will bring the job in Jesus' name. We'll continue later on. Let's just finish this. My spirit is boiling for us to finish this. Shibalako Sibrati Malata. I'm sensing the healing anointing leaving me. There is a lady sick here around this region. Who is that? This thing is pulling me. I've been shifting here and I don't know who is sick. Is there somebody like that? Who is that? Come, stand up. This thing will not allow me to settle down. Why am I seeing you throwing up? Is it vomiting or something? It looks like you are vomiting. Huh? She went out. What's wrong with her? Is it a medical condition or something that just happened now? Who brought her? Somebody, please. Let's save time. Sister, brother, mother, come. Cheer up. You are her sister. Come. What's wrong with her?
Suffering from cold. Yes. Serious cold and pneumonia. Her mom died of pneumonia. And
hold on. This is witchcraft. They want to kill this girl. This has nothing to do with sickness. Hold my hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I curse that spirit now. Out! You had a dream. You had a dream. You saw a snake.
Snake
in the night. This is what caused this. You had a dream. You are aware of it. Are you aware of it? You are aware of it. Come, stand up. I'm seeing a light, living hand coming to you. This is witchcraft. If we didn't pray for this lady, you would have heard that she was dead. Don't cry. There's nothing to cry about. Come. What did you see in your dream? You saw
snake. A snake.
Mike.
Snake was vomiting venom up to me, and I heard a voice that is alive.
Because I'm looking at you, and I'm seeing a coffin, and I'm seeing you lying down inside. This is a finished deal. Are you getting my point? Don't cry. Come, sister. I'm not a prophet of doom. God is here to set this. It's not only you, it's affecting all of you in the family. It's just that she's the one who is manifesting it now. It's happening to all of you. Why am I seeing light from you to you to you? What's the relationship? You are friends. Come, stand here. Because God is going to... Can I do this before we continue? Pastor, am I okay? My goodness, we must mess up the devil this night. Hallelujah. Shabalakatabama. My spirit is fired up. This thing is coming on me now. Manto kate paraka to shete lebradegede. This thing killed your mother.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. I'm seeing a boy, but not from your mother. Or something. Is it stepbrother, step something? And it's like it killed somebody else in your family. Who else? Is there anybody that died again? Many have been dying. Where are you from? Who is from Otuko? Who is from Otuko? See, let me talk to you. Come. This thing you are seeing, ba, this was even before your parents got married. Are you getting my point? I thought about an old, because this is a covenant that used to happen with snakes. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Snakes is a covenant that used to happen with snakes. Are you getting my point? But because the fear of the Lord began to come over the years to the family, this thing is a strike back. And I'm telling you, if the blood of Jesus does not arise, it will kill everybody one by one. It has not only affected you in the area of sickness, even delay, finances, all these things have been tied down. Is that true? Who is alive now in your family? Your mother is gone. Who is alive? Your dad? What is he doing? He's a teacher. But we are going to pray. You will be healed now. You believe that? Is she your sister? Okay, she's your roommate. She's your friend. Roommate, your situation is very different. I don't want to go into it, but the Lord needs to invade your family and do something very strong for you. Huh? Come, my dear. For those of you who do not believe in miracles, I'd like you to watch as one happens now. Come, stand. I want everybody to see. At least you saw this lady, right? Maybe those. You saw her. You saw the way she was weak. If you have ever doubted the power of God in your life, let's resolve it right now. Hallelujah. Sister, look at me. You were weak. Your body was hot. You feel something moving at this side. It happens to you in the night when you are about to sleep. No, Mike. Is that true? This is witchcraft, but the Lord Jesus Christ is going to set you free. I will pray for you. You will run. She was almost falling when she was standing here. How many of you saw her? Hold my hands. You will pray for yourself. Look at, come, somebody come and touch her body. Anybody, I want someone neutral. Are you seeing how hot this body is? Anyone from the crowd, just come. No, not you. You are ministers. Anybody. Somebody who has been arguing about miracles, come and touch it. No, this is not a show, brothers and sisters. God is helping us. Come, sir. Do you know me? Touch our hands. Hold it. Are you seeing how hot everything is? You see how hot our temperature is? Touch her head. Look at how hot this is. You see that? All right, go back to your seat. Sister, hold my hands. Give her the mic. Is it loud enough? Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
And I command this sickness.
And I command this sickness.
Just keep saying it. Don't worry about what is happening to you.
And I command this sickness.
And I command this pain.
And I command this pain.
To go.
To go.
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
And every witchcraft.
And every witchcraft.
I authorize you to leave now.
I authorize you to leave now.
Give her the mic. You heard her voice. Satan, I command you by the power of the kingdom that I represent, let this lady go now. Let her walk free right now. You see something happening to you. You're going to feel like a wind blowing around you, and your temperature will go down right now. Supernaturally, I cause weakness. Look at me. Run. Do what you could not do. Run and come back. What do you feel happening to you? Look.
The headache.
Look at this. Are you seeing what God is doing in your life? Hold my hands. Do you know this lady would have died for nothing? Hallelujah. I'm not a prophet of doom, but it's okay for men to pay for their wickedness. And in the name that is above all names, Madekete Paratatita, Sekete Koto Parakata, Mam Praboshke Radibara. I command every power that is responsible for this wickedness. If there is a God in heaven, let the heavens be opened and let the fire of God judge every altar of Baal. Let it judge every altar of Baal. Hallelujah. Go and give us water or something to wash our face and just come and sit. God bless you. Please, let's get to the word. Open heavens. We just stirred the waters, right? Let's just hurry up before this thing collapses all of us inside right now. My spirit is fired up. Your heavens are said to be open when three conditions hold. Please write. Your heavens are said to be open when three conditions hold. Number one, when the presence and power of God is made visibly manifest in your life. Three signs that show you that your heavens have been opened. Number one, there is a visible, literal manifestation of the presence and the power of God in your life. And it could be in your church, it could be in wherever. And this will culminate into notable miracles, notable signs, notable wonders and breakthroughs. When your heavens are opened, you will experience strange dimensions of the presence and the power of God in your life. Unusual dimensions of His presence. The presence of God will come mightily upon your life, and His power will come mightily upon your life. You will be a walking epistle of the miraculous. This has nothing to do with being called into the fivefold ministry. The resultant effect, it says, and the Lord walking with them, confirming the words with signs following. Part of my challenge to the body of Christ when it comes to the area of miracles is that the miracles that are wrought through our hands are not notable enough. That's why they are still under a lot of scrutiny and argument. When they become notable to challenge any critic, no matter what perspective, these miracles, when the criticism comes from this perspective, the miracle becomes too notable to be ignored. Hallelujah. In the book of Acts, when the man at the beautiful was healed, they tried to cover it, but they said the miracle was too notable. There is something that happens when your heavens are opened. The miracles that happen in your life begin to answer your critics. You stop wasting your mouth making conversations that don't make sense. The best way to answer critics is with notable miracles, signs trailing the blaze. A symbol of the presence of God with you. Number two, your heavens are said to be open when there is a notable, undeniable operation of favor and abundance in your life. Don't tell me your heavens are open and there is no favor and abundance. I tell you from God's word, it's not true. When your heavens are truly open, you will experience strange levels of favor and abundance in your life, in your church, in your family, your workplace, or whatever it is. Strange levels of favor and abundance, no matter the location and no matter the condition. Write it, please. No matter the location and no matter the condition, favor like a magnet. Favor following you like a shadow. Abundance trailing you. David was in a cave called Adullam. Three men mysteriously came and met him there. And those men began to be responsible for his supplies. And at a point he said, oh, that I will drink of the pool of Bethlehem. And these men went to conquer people to fetch a cup of water and bring to a man whose heavens are open. When Samuel spoke to Saul, he said, on your way back you will meet three men holding bread. Two of them will stop their agenda. Whatever was the agenda of that bread becomes cancelled, and they will give it to you. Mysterious favor that cannot be. Let me tell you something. I'm saying this thing because that it must happen in your life this night. We have come to stamp certain things in your life. There must be a consolation to your Christian experience. Unusual favor, dimensions of favor that you say, Lord, what are you doing to me? When the heavens are opened, Elijah was at a place in the time of famine,
And the Lord led him to a region called the Brook Cherith. And when he was there, water was flowing. A mysterious raven. The Bible does not give us too much information, except for the fact that it was compelled to supply. And the supply kept coming. Who told you things are bad because of your location? The opening of the heavens has nothing to do with your physical geography. It's a spiritual reality that can acclimatize to any geography and any condition. When a church is under an open heavens, there is a mysterious operation of favor and abundance beyond the comprehension of even the pastor. Trust me, let me tell you the truth, pastor. Most of what we have been calling favor in the church is not favor, it's goodness. You don't know what there's a difference between goodness and favor. Goodness is, you know me because of my kind gesture, I help you. Favor is even your enemy. You see your enemy criticizing you and still coming with the gift. You know that there is a force that compels compliance. I prophesy to someone in this place tonight, in the name of the God I serve who has called me, man toka tekaba rekete tekotoba, in the name that is above all names, beginning from tonight, I activate a strange operation of favor and abundance in your life, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Please sit down. Favor. I believe in favor. You plan to walk all your life, get set to die. Our world is a wicked world. Favor accelerates your assignment. Work slows down the pace of God's agenda in your life. When I talk of work, I'm not just talking of diligence or your daily trying. There are some of us, you are blessed. But everything you got by yourself, on your own, through your sweat. Get set to suffer the remaining days of your life. There is a mystery. There is a mystery of divine favor. Brothers and sisters, believe this. Believe this. Believe this. Believe this. 430 years of captivity ended in one night when the heavens were open. Pharaoh gave a law as if he forgot that he kept the people for decades and centuries. They spoiled them with gold and silver. Immediately they left, it was like they judged Pharaoh. Pharaoh said, what did I do? That's favor. That's favor. He had to pursue them back and say, what happened? That's favor. Don't confuse goodness and favor. Favor is a force. When God points his hand and says, you bless him, the word will move you. Whether you have faith or not is irrelevant. When the word of God comes, there is an operation that compels compliance. When the heavens are open. Do you believe what I'm sharing tonight? You will enforce it. Let me tell you, in this Mina, are you getting my point? Every territory has its abundance. I will show you a mystery shortly where we will invoke the abundance of this city. You need to go and begin to build bands, not like the rich fool. Bands that will help you channel resources, because something will be activated mysteriously tonight. I pray that you believe what I'm sharing. I pray that you believe. Number three. Your heavens are said to open when there is an unusual release of visions, encounters, and angelic activities in your life. Visions, encounters, a strange order of angelic activities in your life. John 1:51 says, you will see the heavens open, and if they are truly open, you will see angels ascending and descending. Hallelujah. And that will bring uncommon insight into your life. It will bring supernatural accomplishment when you are open to the realms of visions and the realms of angelic encounters. When angels truly begin to assist you, it will show in your life. They will see the work of many men. They know the one you are doing, but they are seeing others. The beings doing it, we cannot explain, but we know there is an acceleration. I will show you from scripture. By this time tomorrow, he said there shall be abundance. And then the Bible says, four lepers. No strength to run, but they took a step. And the Bible says their enemies had chariots. Where did they come from? It's the realm of your glory. It's the realm of your grace. I can see your mighty power moving in this place. We're in the presence of angels with God's glory on the wings. And like the voice of many waters, I can hear the angels sing. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. Many of you will begin to experience the ministry of angels in your life. You will lie down to sleep and wake up and see things done in your room you know you did not do before sleeping. And you will know that strangers visited you. The Bible says, while men slept, when men sleep, things happen in the earth realm. I sense the anointing of the Spirit. I sense the anointing of the Spirit. In a very strong way. Occasionally, God will just be interrupting these meetings before we start ministering. Listen, when the presence and power of God is made visible in your life, you will walk in miracles. You will be a walking bank of the miraculous. All of a sudden, you will see possibilities in your life. Possibilities that did not exist. All of a sudden, you will find out that certain things begin to happen. And let me tell you something about these open heavens. When the presence and the power of God comes upon your life, a superior ability in the Spirit is given to you. Strength beyond your human effort. Capacity to do things that ordinarily you will not be able to do. You will watch His glory swallow up your weaknesses. You will ride upon what is killing others as if it does not exist, because your heavens are open. Hallelujah. And then abundance. We need to break this spell of lack and hardship in the body of Christ. It's a thing to talk about. I bless God for your pastor and every man of God that is unapologetic about the subject of abundance. I'm not one of those hypocrites that lie to people that money is not important. The resources of the kingdom are needed to fund your life, your assignment, and God's agenda. Hallelujah. And there is a mystery that tonight God will help us to touch. We will touch that, and it will make your life look like you held a charm. Something will happen strange. You will walk out of this place knowing. You will mark the date and know the day certain things started happening in your life. Listen, That is not happening in your life does not mean it's not happening. Are you getting? Don't let anybody confuse you that everybody is your limitation is everybody's limitation. Hallelujah. Your limitation is defined according to the scope of your spiritual understanding. So what can be a mountain, someone will match it and not even realize that it was what you were calling your mountain. When there is abundance in your life and favor, you will experience breakthroughs. You will experience what the Bible calls favor with men. Have you studied that concept? I know you've studied favor, but have you studied favor with men? It says, and the boy Jesus grew in wisdom. He grew in stature. And he grew in what? Favor with God and men. Let me tell you something. When your heavens are open, anyone within the jurisdiction of your influence can receive from God when they tap into your portal. Absolutely. This is how you become a blessing. Look at me. Let me explain something quickly. At the end of this teaching, you will thank your pastor for the quality of the words that you receive in this church. Listen. Do you know why I celebrated? Hallelujah. I know that we have stretched it to the limit to get into human worship, and that is not good. But let me tell you something. If anyone tells you all men are equal, they lie to you. Are you getting what I'm saying? All men are equal in Christ, but the comprehension of the mysteries of the kingdom has separated men into spiritual cadres. There is ranking in the spirit. Are you getting what I'm saying? So, a man can come with an atmosphere that will make certain things happen in a city within his stay that would never have happened. He brings his portal. He brings his reality. That's why you find out that you can step into certain atmospheres. I'll show you in the Bible. The Bible tells us of a man called Saul. When he came where Samuel was, just the region, the spirit of prophecy caught up with him. And that guy started prophesying naked from morning to night. And they said, it's Saul. It was not his fault. He meandered into a portal that was strong. He had to tear his clothes to prophesy. Number two, the prophet of God was seated quietly upon the mountain, enjoying his open heavens. All of a sudden, enemies came and his servant was afraid. And he said, they that are with us are greater than they that are against us. But the servant could not see. And he said, Lord, buy into my spiritual time. And let this guy, if we are to wait for his spiritual senses to develop, he will not agree with me. So Lord, let my portal also extend to him. At once, without prayer, it was not even an issue of faith. At once, his eyes was open. You have taken all the glory. You have taken all the praise. You have taken all the mysteries. You have taken all the praise. You have made them yours. The highest praise to the King. You have taken all the mysteries. You have taken all the wisdom. You've taken all the power. You've taken all dominion and you have made them yours. Listen. Have you seen a man get married to a woman all of a sudden you find out that the woman starts walking in dimensions that the man has walked in, and you know this dimension is not because of her prayer life, it's not even because of her word life. You would try it and fail woefully, but she came under an atmosphere. Human beings carry prophetic implications. I will prove it to you again. There was a strange man who carried a closed heaven into a boat called Jonah. Have you read that in your Bible? His disobedience made the heaven to be closed. And a few men who were patching their little business, they were going somewhere. And a man with a closed heaven entered that boat. And all of them began to receive a whiplash of what they could not account for. And they said, let's go back to tradition. They casted lots. They said, you, what are we seeing about this atmosphere? Because it looks like you are responsible. Jonah says, true. What's the solution? Remove my presence from that region and you'll be free. When they were in a ship going, a man with an open heavens called Paul, he was in the ship. It was about to capsize. And Paul said, no, cheer up. An angel appeared and he has shown me that there shall be no loss. And the Bible says it arrived safely to an island called Melita. Human beings have prophetic implications. This is the reason why we celebrate people. We don't just celebrate personalities. We celebrate their investments in the spirit that has created that degree of open heavens. Your presence will suddenly make certain things possible for others. That's what happens when your heavens are opened. So you find out, have you seen someone who has been begging you to come and pray for him, maybe for a demonic oppression, and you come and spend weekend, and throughout that weekend nothing happens, and he tells you I'm fine, and you leave, and then it continues, and you come and it goes, because your presence carries a prophetic significance. From today, I'd like you to know that every one of us in this place, our appearance anywhere has a prophetic significance. And if you know this, and tonight, when you understand the keys, not only to open, but to keep your heavens opened, you will enter anywhere rejoicing, knowing that you are a blessing. It will not be pride, it is the truth. Hallelujah. There are atmospheres you enter, and all of a sudden the spirit of faith lands on you. You know that something happened to you. Capacity to believe God. There are atmospheres you enter and you see that healing is palpable. Palpable. If Benny Hinn teaches on relationship, while he's talking about marriage, wheelchairs, people will be standing up because there is an atmosphere that does not care what he's talking about. There are men of God who will be talking, and all of a sudden people are getting jobs. The man may be talking about how to have discipline. Prophetic implication. That's why I tell people, when you come to church, come with your children. If they sleep, let them sleep under that atmosphere. Samuel was sleeping close to the ark and he had the voice of God. Three keys to living under an open heavens. Three keys, very quickly. Key number one. Now I'm showing you, remember from our text, Job 38, that do you know the ordinance of heaven? And then do you know how to enforce its operation? I'm teaching you how to enforce the operation right now. Number one, a life of prayer. Three exact keys a life of prayer. Your prayer must be scriptural, it must be strategic, and it must be consistent. If your prayer is not consistent, it will not keep your heavens open. I guarantee you. The Bible shows us again and again that consistent, persistent prayer will keep your heavens open. A few scriptures. Luke chapter 3, from verse 21 to 22. When Jesus came out, just write it quickly, we may not have the time to project it. When Jesus came out of the water, the Bible says, while he prayed, the heavens opened. While he prayed, the heavens opened. So your heavens opened. Okay, beautiful. He said, and praying, the heaven was opened. If you get into the life of serious prayer, I guarantee you your heavens will be open. Hallelujah. I'm not just talking about need-driven, sluggish, careless prayer that even you know that is not answered. The heartfelt, fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous man. The Bible did not leave us to guess when it comes to prayer. Prevailing prayer, he used a figure to teach us. He said, Elijah. So, if your prayer life is not like that of Elijah, there is a standard in the spirit that you have not gotten to. See, let me tell you something. The Bible uses figures and their lives as prophetic templates. For instance, when the Bible talks about God's idea of blessing, it uses the man Abraham. Abraham becomes for us the scriptural model of the blessing. Isaiah 51. Look unto Abraham thy father and to Sarah that bare thee. He said, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. Understudy his life as the biblical model for true prosperity. Genesis 24 verse 1. It says, and Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed him in all things. All things. Another scripture, quickly. Isaiah 64, from verse 1 and 3. 1 to 3. That if we can project very quickly. Isaiah 64. Keys to living under an open heavens. 1 to 3. Okay. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens. The word rend means tear it open. We are going to be praying this prayer tonight. Lord, that thou wouldest rend the heavens. That thou wouldest come down. Why? That the mountains might flow at thy presence. There are some things that must run away. Hallelujah. We are going to pray and say, Lord, tear down that. Psalms 18, verse 6, 9, and 10. Let's see if we can have that. Psalms 18, verse 6, 9, and 10. While you are trying to project that, I want you to write this. Prayer opens the heavens. Consistent prayer keeps it open. Prayer opens your heavens. Consistent prayer keeps it open. Prayer opens your heavens. Consistent prayer keeps it open. Let's read very quickly. 18 verse 6. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God, and he heard my voice out of where? His temple. And my cry came before him into his ears. Verse 9. He bowed the heavens also, my goodness, and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He said he bowed, he lowered the heavens, he brought it and he came out. And he said, let me see the darkness that oppresses you. And the Bible says he kept that darkness. How can a man keep darkness under his feet? This is another mystery. Let's take the next verse. Acts chapter 10 from verse 9 to 16. But we'll look at verse 11 specifically. Prayer can open a man's heavens. Acts chapter 10. The entire text is from verse 9 to 16, but we'll look at verse 11 for time's sake. Everyone read. One to read. And certain vessels descending. Okay, let's start from verse 10 so that we'll get the context. Help us. Verse 10. Let's look at verse 10. And he became... Oh, okay. Let's just look at 9. I want us to get the context so we are not confused. I wanted to run just because of time. Okay, thank you. Hallelujah. It says, and as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter did what? He went up upon the housetop to pray. He went to pray. Now we can go to 11. It was whilst he was praying that he saw his heavens open and certain vessels descending and so on and so forth. He had a revelation that he should go to the house of Cornelius. And that was the salvation of the Gentiles. So prayer opens your heavens. Number two, obedience. Spiritual mysteries that can compel the heavens to be open. Obedience. Obedience. Write in bracket, complete obedience. Complete obedience. Deuteronomy chapter 28. We'll look at verse 1 and 2 and then verse 12. The entire text is from verse 1 to 12. But let's just look at verse 1, 2 and 12. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Obedience. Obedience. Thank you. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, to observe and to do all his commandments. So that's the condition. If you are interested enough to be compliant enough, you are interested enough to be obedient, to observe, take note, be meticulous about spiritual details and do, then he said all of these things will happen. God will set you high above and all the blessings will come. And then let's go to verse 12. Part of the blessings that will happen when you are obedient. Verse 12. Okay, read everyone. One to read. The Lord shall open unto thee his what? Where? He said, and give unto you rain in its season. And then what will happen? He will bless how many? How many? All the works of your hand. And thou as a result shall lend to nations. And you shall not borrow from any. When your heavens are opened, as a result of obedience, you will experience a strange order of abundance. Exodus chapter 39. Exodus 39, let's look at verse 32. Then we'll go to 40 from verse 33 to 35. This was Moses constructing the tabernacle. And whilst he constructed the tabernacle, certain exact instructions were given. That if you want to see the heavens open and the glory of God come upon this tabernacle, here are the details. Let me tell you, God will never bend to your terms. If you want to see your heavens open, you must be able to align yourself to the terms of God. Hallelujah. Exodus 39 verse 32. Thank you. It said, thus was all the work of the tent of the congregation finished? And he said, and the children of Israel did according to what? All that the Lord commanded Moses, so did they. There is a cheap route to unbelievable increase and success when you make up your mind to simply obey God. We have very logical minds. I like that. That's the rendition of koinonia. Intellectualism. When men begin to reason out, the Bible says there is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. There is he that withholdeth more than his meat and tends to poverty. Says that the heavens over you will become brass and your earth will become iron. So all that God commanded, Moses communicated it accurately and they did it. Watch this. God kept watching and he was supervising. You don't do what you want to do and then expect God to come and bless it. When God comes, he looks to see whether his image is in your work, because that's a sign that you comply. Every time you comply, there is a drawing of his name upon your work. So when he comes and he does not find his name, he will scatter it. No matter how many years, you may do ministry for 20 years. The day you truly want to begin to walk with God, God will look and see, because every of his works has his name. He said, all thy works shall praise thy name. Exodus 40. Let's look at verse 33. Let's see what brought the glory and opened the heavens in a strange way. Chapter 40 from verse 33 to 35. And he reared up the court round about the tabernacle and the altar, and set up the hanging of the court gate. So Moses finished the work, did it according to pattern. Let's see what happened. Next verse. And a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. 35. And Moses was not able to enter, because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord descended. His heavens were opened. The heavens over that tabernacle was open, and the cloud descended because of obedience. Listen, if you want to see the glory of God upon your life and your ministry, you better fight disobedience the same way you fight fornication. Fight it with the same gravity. You are only authorized to judge every disobedience when your obedience is complete. Oh, I started but I did not finish. There is a name for it: disobedience. As simple as that. If your obedience is not complete, Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5 says, let this mind be in us, in you, in all of us. In other words, permit this mind to be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. It says, who though being God, you know, in equality with God, did not see it as a thing to be grasped. But the Bible says he humbled himself. He humbled himself. He was obedient unto death. That's the dimension of obedience that causes your heavens to be open. Obedience that even if it will cost you your life, I will obey. I made up my mind that I will obey the Lord. By the grace of God, the little impact that he has granted us grace to make as an individual and as a ministry, I can tell you that we have enjoyed open heavens on the strength of obedience. Reckless obedience. No matter how intelligent the suggestion is, God must nod his head. Otherwise, it is canceled, null and void. No matter how scientific, no matter how modern, no matter how intelligent, because there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. After our first crusade in Jos, it was such a powerful crusade. God did so many things. There were all kinds of miracles. When I returned back to Zaria, a group of the PFN people called me. They were so blessed. And they said, "Man of God, we love your ministry. And we want you to come and start a branch at that place." They were willing to give us a free auditorium. And they were willing to give a few volunteer people to train, whether as pastors or as volunteer workers. You would call that expansion and increase in ministry, isn't it? Many men of God will jump at it, hook, line and sinker. But I told them, I said, "Let me go to God." I went to the Lord and the Lord told me, "You will die." I went back and repeated the same thing. I said, "People, God told me I will die. I'm not interested." At a point, someone came and said, "Man of God, you need to be on air." I mean, what is it? It's not too much. Before you finish talking, there is a way God will, you just feel God saying, "Go. Go." Moses said, "Do not send us. Oh, we are not ready to disgrace ourselves. Do not send us. If your presence does not go with us." He said, "How shall the nations know that we are a separated people? If your presence..." Many of us, you have been doing business without the presence. Studies without the presence. Family without the presence. Your work is a barren land because your heavens are closed. Tonight, may the Lord stretch the curtains that close your heavens so that finally you will be able to see that life can be easy. It doesn't have to be a struggle when your heavens are open. When it comes to establishing the ordinances of the heavens, you have a part to play, and God has a part to play. God's part is almost automatic. Once your part is played accordingly, God is more than committed to coming. That kind of Christianity that makes God absolutely responsible for your needs without your participation is an irresponsible Christianity. As simple as that. There will always be a demand on your own part to partner with God. Hallelujah. Say, "Lord, I receive grace to be completely obedient." For instance, if you are not obedient in, let's say, the area of finance, you are scripturally entitled to poverty. Scripturally. That's the exact prescription for a disobedient Christian. So God will grant us grace. Number three, the final key is sacrifice. And I will dwell here a little for just a minute or two. Sacrifice. 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 A mystery that has made champions out of ordinary men. A mystery that has made sorcerers out of village boys. A mystery that has made occultic champions out of people who never went to school. Everybody shout sacrifice. You will learn something tonight that will close the gates of hell over your life forever. I'm telling you. Do you know why you run away from this world? There is a mystery that is heavy. Your mind fights it. Everybody say sacrifice. I did a teaching called The Laws of Dominion. And in that teaching, I taught on the mysteries that can help men to dominate over a territory. And one of it is sacrifice. Sacrifice is a language in the realm of the spirit. It's a language that speaks loud. You want your heavens to be open, you must fall in love with this word tonight. Sacrifice. There are five things you must be willing to sacrifice to see your heavens open. Number one, yourself. Number one, the first sacrifice that must be upon the altar is not your money. Your money means nothing if you are not upon the altar. I beseech thee, brethren, Romans chapter 12 from verse 1, that ye offer your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And the Bible says it is your reasonable, qualitative act of worship. You want to be prosperous? I'm telling you the truth. The first, before tithing, from an earthly perspective or from, is the first law. But before you even talk of laws, you must first be on this altar. Otherwise, you can do anything you would do. The heavens will be stayed over you. There are men who are already dead. That's why they don't die again. Listen. In the book of Exodus, when the angel of death was about to pass over Israel, a mystery was communicated. And he told Moses, he said, take blood, kill a lamb, take the blood and put it upon a lintel. And when the angel sees the blood, it will pass. As far as the angel was concerned, he killed everybody. It's just that when he arrived, some people were already dead before his arrival. The blood was a sign that someone had died in that house, and so he passed. Oh yes, mysteries. 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 See, the Bible says that the sons of this world are wiser. Have you read that scripture? The sons of this world. And so your grandmother in the village takes a goat and slaughters it and says, Stephen, come back from London to the village, and goes to bed. And Stephen is a businessman. And all of a sudden, a mystery higher than business sense falls upon him. And he starts running around to the embassy. I'm on my way back to Nigeria. Oh God, why? I don't want the business deal. Because when sacrifice is upon the altar, we're getting deep right now. We're touching something that the devil does not like. It's a mystery. It is what produces champions. It is a mystery that both God and Satan agree on, that it takes sacrifice for some doors to open. We're not done, no. I'm supposed to round up this by teaching what I call the grand mystery to open heavens. The grand mystery. Pastor, what is happening in your church tonight? Yourself, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 from verse 1 to 5. We love talking a lot about the Macedonian church. They were givers, they were great people. But one thing we do not realize is that before their seed came, they offered themselves. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Please help us, media, if we can just be a bit fast. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 1. We'll run it down to verse 5. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed upon the churches of Macedonia. Next verse. How that in a great trial of affliction. Did you hear that? They were at a season in their life when affliction, that means they had legitimate grounds for all sorts of excuses. But the Bible says the abundance of their joy, that in their deep poverty, it abounded unto the riches of their liberality. Verse 3. For to their power I bear record. Yea, and what? Beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. Next verse. Praying with us much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering of the saints. And this is the key, verse 5. And this they did, not as we hope, but first, what did they do? They gave their own selves to the Lord, and then unto us by the will of God. Will you give your heart away? So, see, let me tell you, This is the mystery of true spiritual power. When you die, you will come alive in the spirit. When you see a man of God with authentic power, not just this noise making jargons around, when you see a man with true fire, let me tell you, death has happened in the life of that man. It's a realm called Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified. You die to your impulses. You die to your desires. You die to your ambitions. You die to your hopes. So when men look at you and say, this lady, I'm suspecting she's a bad girl, you are too dead to try looking for ways to help people to see that, no, this was what I meant. A dead man lost the ability to have his ego again. He's dead. It's gone. You gave it all on the altar. Gave it all on the altar. So when you say, Pete Rock, the way this church is expanding, are we sure everything is all right? It's your cup of tea. My life is not my own. I've given it. And so you lose the ability to... Many of us are embarrassed about too many things because we are still alive. You have not given yourself. Why did you call me brother instead of... why did you not call me apostle? Do you know me? How can you call me brother instead of apostle? When you are truly dead. It's not this false humility that you are just humble, but it's paining you truly. No, it's that it's not paining you. See, death is carried out by an activity of the spirit called the spirit of the fear of the Lord. That's the dimension of the Holy Ghost that kills men. Oh, it will kill you. That dimension of the Holy Ghost. You will die to yourself. Your ego will be so strong. You will pray for every sick body until you are no longer ashamed. Then the healing anointing will start flowing. Because at that point, you are now ready to truly heal the sick for His glory. Not just to prove to men that you have power. Holding nothing. Withholding nothing. I surrender all to You. Everything I give to You. I'm withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. So I give my life away. That must happen to you tonight if you truly want your heavens to be open. I give my life away. So You. Hallelujah. They gave of themselves. That's the first thing you must sacrifice upon the altar. Lord, I lay down this ego of mine. This hardened heart that will never be bent. I lay down my strongholds. When you get to that point, you have come to a point of power. You have come to a point of grace. You have come to a point where you will ride on the wings of eagles. Number two. The second thing you must sacrificially give for an open heavens is your tithe. Malachi chapter 3. Verse 6 to 12. But you don't need to project it. Okay, just give us verse 10. 10 and 11. Malachi chapter 3 from verse 6 to 12. The Bible ties your tithing to your open heavens. See, let me tell you something. Can you help me with one offering envelope or anything that looks like an envelope? Let me demonstrate our bad attitude over tithing and giving. Thank you. Look at this. If you see tithing as a debt you are paying God. And you say, God, please take it. I'm tired of this spit rocks. The way he's looking at me, says, as if he has discerned that I'm not faithful. If that is your attitude, your heavens will remain closed. Are you hearing me? But when you see your tithing as your partnership to establish the ordinances of the heavens in your life, tithing does not just affect your finance. It's a mystery that opens your heavens so that everything done under that open heavens will prosper. If you limit tithing to just finance, then you have limited a major part of your spiritual understanding about open heavens. So every time I package my tithe, the devil tells me, complete the money for the carpet. And I say, Satan, you're a liar. I'm ready to get out of this level of life. And I package my tithe. Listen, your tithe is not that you have 100,000 and then you use it until there's 25,000 left. Just say, how much, self? 100,000, 10,000. You just squeeze out money and say, oh yeah, God, take. Say, honor. Listen, you don't just give your tithe, you honor. There is an attitude that adds value to what you are doing. That the moment I get a thing, I realize that it came because a law was engaged. And my tithe, number one, is to God a symbol of gratitude that I receive what he sends to me. And so I give this back to strike a chord in the spirit that your goodness that was lavished upon me got to me. Number two, I re-engage that law for continuity. If you have not been tithing, faithfully, consistently tithing, please alight you from tonight to make up your mind. Don't think it's a gimmick by a man of God to fool you and collect money from you. Every true man of God does not live off the money of his members. Your pastor is a blessed man, dangerously blessed man. It's not, you know, imagine if men of God had to tie their finances to the convenience of the people. That means it's until the day you are willing to hear God to bless me, that you will bless me. And if that is 1 year, I will suffer for 1 year because of the hardness of your spirit. I refuse. I'd rather be responsible, me and God in partnership. They told Elisha, he said, Elisha said, what do you want? She tried to give him a gift. He said, no, it's not necessary. Elisha said, should I talk to the governor for you? What do you want? The woman said, I live among my people. A man of influence. Hallelujah. When Naaman came with gifts to give him and all of this, said, no, take it back. I am blessed. Your tithing. From today, every time you stand up paying your tithe in the house of the Lord, I'd like you to begin to rejoice, because you are fulfilling, you are establishing an ordinance in the earth realm that will open up your heavens. Hallelujah. Thank you. The Bible says, prove me now herewith, saith the Lord, if I will not open unto you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive. Number three, what would you need to sacrifice? Your seed, your resources, especially finance. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 from verse 1 to 4. I'm not sure we have all of that time. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 from verse 1 to 4. Solomon was about dedicating the temple in Jerusalem. And the Bible says, before the fire fell, there were all manner of sacrifices already upon the altar. And even after the fire fell, they continued with the sacrifice. Hallelujah. The Bible speaking again about Solomon. He said, and Solomon loved the Lord, and he offered 1,000 burnt offerings. 1,000. And God said, no, that night the heavens were open. And God came and said, what would you have me do for you? Your sacrifice. Your seed. Your seed. I'd like you to give and give and give again. Start tonight, start this night. Lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. Number four, your time. And that represents your service in the house of God. You must be willing to sacrifice your time and your service in the house of God. Your time and your service in the house of God. Your time and your service in the house of God. Hallelujah. And finally, the sacrifice of praise and worship. The sacrifice of praise and worship. Still 2 Chronicles 7 from verse 5. These five things represent the major sacrifices. But the greatest of them all is yourself. Because if you make money, it's for you alongside other things. If you conserve time, it's for you. You are the universal set. So when you die, you have truly sacrificed something. Give me a few minutes and then we'll round up. There's no time. Maybe another day. But let me just give you the idea. I call this the grand mystery of opening the heavens. And I caption it, invoking the three witnesses. Let's just look at one scripture and then I'll close my Bible so that I won't even look at it again. 1 John chapter 5 from verse 7 and 8. I wish I had time. But this is sufficient. 1 John, please look up. I show you a mystery right now. First John, are we there? Okay. Look up. Read, please, if you are a Christian. For there are... Stop. So the Bible starts telling us about heaven. There are three witnesses that stand to testify over everything in the heavens. Number one. Number two. Number three. And he said, and these three are one. Ha! Ready? Help us. Next verse. Everyone read. Aha. There are three witnesses, mysterious spiritual forces, that when they agree together, there is no door that cannot open in the earth realm. Number one. Number two. Number three. And he said, these three agree. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. The Bible tells us in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And after all that happened in verse 2. Watch this. The Bible says, and the Spirit. So we see the Spirit. Because it was happening in the earth. Was hovering round the face of the water. Are you following me now? But we did not see blood. And so the equation was not complete. And then something happened. That was why immediately something happened. God carried a lamb. And he sacrificed that lamb. Right there. Have you read it in your Bible? And that opened up the door for redemption to start playing his course in the life of man. Number two, when Elijah climbed up Mount Carmel and was ready to prove to the prophets of Baal that God was the mighty one. The Bible says after the prophets of Baal did everything in the evening, he said it's alright. He said, set me 12 stones. When they set 12 stones, he sacrificed animals. There was blood on the altar. And he said, take water. Is it in your Bible? He said, take water. He said, pour it. He said, pour it again. And they were just pouring. They didn't know what was happening. And the moment he did that, he said, Lord, three witnesses. And all of a sudden, he invoked the spirit and the power of God. And the Bible says, fire came at once. It came and devoured everything. Number three, when Jesus was on the cross, the Bible tells us, hold on, the first thing that began to leave Jesus was blood, right from when the crown of thorns was on his head. So he started releasing his blood. Is that true? Is that true? But that is not the entire truth, because the first thing that left Jesus was the Spirit. The Holy Ghost had to leave him in Gethsemane for him to become a man of sin, the second Adam. He couldn't have become the second Adam, because for him to be the second Adam, he had to pass through what Adam passed through. The first thing Adam lost was the Holy Ghost. Is that true? The breath of life. And then he lost dominion. So the Holy Ghost had to leave Jesus so that he could now become a man who could die. The Spirit. Hallelujah. And the Bible says he prayed and sweat. Water came out in the similitude of blood. And the Bible says when he went to the cross, they pierced his side and two things came out. After he gave up his spirit, they pierced him and two things came out. What were they? Water. It says, if you sustain the spiritual technology to understand the operation of these three forces, and you engage the spirit, you engage the water. Spirit there has its connotation. I don't have the time. Water there has its connotation. And then the blood. It said, when these three things come in, at once, any door that they agree on to be open must be open. Rise up on your feet. We have about 5-10 minutes to do all that we have to do, and so we're going to be very fast. Something will shift. Definitely change, definitely, in your life. It's not because I'm a man of God, it's because we know the mysteries that will make it happen. It said, let a man account of us, stewards of the mysteries of the kingdom. Go ahead and begin to pray in tongues, just for 1 minute. Come on, pray like you are ready to receive something. Something is about to change in your life, I promise you. Remember, prayer opens your heavens. Go ahead and pray and say, Lord, let my heavens be open. Oh, that thou wouldest rend my heavens, my financial heavens, the heavens over my ministry. Pray. Pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, by the force of prayer, I command my heavens to be open. Ephatah, be open. Financial heavens. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, we'll be very fast about this. We have very limited time. As far as I'm concerned, the major thing you should receive is this revelation that has been crystallized upon your spirit. Even if we don't do anything again, I guarantee you will go back. For some of you, it has already opened. You will just come out and find out that, my goodness, something that took me 10 years, what is suddenly happening? And then you will know that your heavens have opened. But I'm going to be praying. All sorts of things will happen at the same time. Impartations, prophecies, ministering, and all of that, and all of that. We'll do it at the same time. And God will grant us grace. In the name of Jesus Christ. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. It's to break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain. Now pray in 1 minute and say, Lord, visit me. Visit me. Visit me. Let your power come upon me. And let every closed heaven be open. Pray in 1 minute. The power of God is about to move and change situations and change lives. Abalaba shata bragade balarabos. Sopro tokoto balarabas. I give a chance for it. I hear the chains falling. Lift up your hands, everyone. Hallelujah. Now, the way God is going to do it is that, because I'm seeing angels, very strange kinds of angels, moving in this place, and I'm going to begin to pray. Hallelujah. There are a number of you here that God is going to be opening the heavens of men, but there are a few people that there will be a mighty separation of the spirit. Mighty separation of the spirit. I like to have those people. It will begin almost immediately. Lift your hands. Father, I pray that as I begin to minister, let the heavens over everyone be open. And let all those that need to be separated for the cause of what you want to do. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will do it. I speak over your heavens, let it be open. Now at the count of three, I want you to shout the name Jesus. My God, my God. Makata, help that guy, please, so he doesn't break that light. Help him. Lift your hands. One, two, three. Kapotekete. Seketetete. Reketekota. In the name of Jesus. Kopareketa. Kopreketas. Oh my God, we need more ushers. Sokote patata. I invoke, let the heavens be open. Let the heavens be open. Let the heavens be open. I unlock the seal that closes your heavens. I come with an apostolic anointing over this territory, and I command Ephata, Ephata, bring them out, Ephata, financial heaven, hear the word of the Lord, be open, be open, be open.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands again. Truly, I see gates of iron in the spirit. Gates of iron. The Bible says he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Lift your hands. The sword of the spirit is about to fall upon certain destinies. At the count of three, shout that name. And many of you will literally hear the sound of chains. It must break. Lord, let it happen. Let it happen. By the sword of the spirit. 1, 2, 3. Oh, there is no saying. We cut those chains. We cut those chains. Please help them over there. We cut those chains. I command demons to let God's people go. Come. Bring this guy. This guy is tied all over with chains. All over with chains. I don't know him, but I cut that chain now. I command that chain be loose now. Sister, don't go. God is not done with you. Yours is not justice. This is deliverance. Hold my hands, because the devil wants to. I'm seeing the face of another person on you. Out now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Sheka parotekai. Out. And I command everyone here, under any demonic spell, lift your hands. Every power, Madoketeta, I come under the apostolic anointing. At the count of three, I release fire, and every spirit, every altar that closes your heavens, it burns right now. Shout that name at the count of three. Many of you will be surprised. Altars will be set on fire. 1, 2, 3. Go. I command witchcraft. I command spell. They must let you go. They must let you go. Go ahead in 1 minute. Begin to declare your release. I declare that I'm free. My heaven open. Come on, pray. I command it. I command it. I command it. Those of you in this row, lift your hands. All of a sudden, I saw the angels moving to this row. Lift your hands. There are some people that need to be set free. There is no hiding. Lord, I stretch my hand towards this row. Oh, that's right. The fire of God is coming right now. It's going to visit a few people mightily upon this road right now. A few people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let that fire come. Spare not, O angel of the Lord. Spare not until the bands of wickedness are cut. Spare not. Rekete, epota, ante kaliakata. Shagadadadabokotopa. Hallelujah. All those sick in your body, Please lay your hands there right now. We're out of time. Please lay your hands there. Lay your hands. If it's a part of your body that you cannot lay your hands, just lay on your chest. I'd like you to believe that you will be healed now. Take me seriously. You will be healed now. Give me a handkerchief. One there. That lady. No. The one they are holding. Lay it upon her. Father, I pray right now. Please lay your hands there and believe. Every spirit of infirmity. Look at me. Young man, just look at me. Just stand there. I see an angel pouring oil on you. Right now. I command every infirmity. Ah, yeah. There's fire burning from your feet to your head. Right now. Receive that fire. Receive that impartation. Your life will never be the same. You will start seeing strange things in the spirit. Strange visions. I don't know you, but you will start seeing strange things in the spirit. Let me pray for the sick and then we'll round up with impartation. I'm sorry we have to crash all of this, but I assure you that every one of us is going to be touched. Lay your hands there. Let me see how many people are out for healing first. Let me see how many people are trusting God. So that I'll know if I can lay hands directly. Ah, we are much. We are much. I would have laid hands on everyone one by one, but it would take so much of the time. Can I just pray? Or do I have to lay hands? I know that there are many people that came. Pastor, please advise me. I know our time is gone. Can we just pray directly? Will that be okay? I know some of you don't agree, but please, I like you to believe. Don't worry, we'll pray directly. Huh? See this lady, my dear? Yes. Our time is gone. Our time is really, really gone. Lift your hands again. Let's see how many of us. I know that there are some of you, you brought people specifically. Can I just minister to them? Okay, this is what we'll do. Please, we're out of time. Hallelujah. Just leave these people here. You don't need to pick them. They are out because, they are not just out because they want to come out. God is doing certain things. Just leave them. Right? Please, just come like this and quickly. I'll just lay hands on you. You go back, you're praying. Worship team, give us a very powerful. Please don't crowd the place. Come.
Not afraid.
This is the last thing I'm going to do here. Listen. Praise the Lord. I want to prophesy. And I want to invoke the power of God to open up your heavens. Please believe it. Believe it. Lift your hands. The Bible says, believe the Lord your God, and you shall be established. He said, believe in his prophets. Brothers and sisters, what you see is an election of grace. But if you can believe tonight, if you will believe tonight, something strange, 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 strange will happen to you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you sent me here as an ambassador. There are heavens that are closed. But Lord, I have come here as a sent one. And upon the strength of the grace that I've been given and the comprehension of the mysteries of the kingdom, Lord, I pray that these words will create an effect in the spirit, and may they create a ripple effect in this earth realm. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray right now, anyone here who has been operating under a closed heaven, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the heavens over you. Let it be opened now. I command it to be opened now. I command it to be opened now. Be open now. Be open now. Please help them. Ushers, please position yourself around, please. God is doing something here. Every area you have struggled, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I command struggling, I command it to end now. I command it to end now. I command it to end now. When the heavens are open, you will enjoy fresh dimensions of the presence of God. I pray for you. Right now, as you're standing, I open you up to a season where you will experience the weight of the manifold presence and power of God. Receive it now. I invoke it. Please help me. By the powers of the heavens, let the manifold presence of God, for some of you, it will mantle you like a cloak. I command right now, because your heavens are open, receive those mantles now. Receive them as signs. Receive them as tokens of the presence of God upon you. Number two, when the heavens are open, you will step into realms of unusual favor and abundance. Now I pray, Lord, the keys that control the operations of favor across a city, across a church, Some of you will literally feel keys being dropped on your hands. Let the keys of favor be put upon your hands now. Be put upon your hands now. Be put upon your hands now. I declare that by the mystery of divine supply, the mysterious ravens that came to feed Elijah, I pray for you. Some of you, beginning from this night, oh, the sun will not rise until you have seen something, a sign of favor, strange favor. Hallelujah. This brother is losing weight. This one on red. I'm sorry. Something is going to happen to him because it is a sickness he does not even know. It is supposed to continue making him getting fat, almost as if he's obese. He looks little, but something is happening to him. Is a very big miracle. You will see it happen. I'm sure that in the days to come you will testify. Favor with men. The kind of favor you have never seen in your life. The kind of favor you have only heard about. Let it land upon your life now. Receive it now. I put the word of God upon your life. And I declare favor everywhere you see this word. Follow the careers of the word. I declare, for those of you who have not been faithful in tithing and giving, let the giving grace come upon you. Devorah, we invoke the blood. They have erred in the spirit, but the blood covers for them. Therefore we declare in the name of Jesus that the financial woes in your life that have come because of your negligence of the word of God, I declare in the name of Jesus that the blood annuls those woes. Let your heavens still be open in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And finally, when the heavens are open over your life, you will step into unusual realms of visions, angelic encounters. Truly, many of us know that there are angels, but you have never really seen their ministry in your life. I pray for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, from now on, may your life be characterized by strange angelic activities. Strange angelic activities. Strange angelic activities. Hallelujah. I pray over this city. Every area in this city where the heavens are closed, you go across that region and things become hard. I command that fallow ground by this apostolic anointing. I break that fallow ground now. I break that fallow ground now. Across every city, across every territory, enjoy ease, enjoy speed. I speak over your family. Whatever has made the heavens close over your family, as I'm speaking right now, I command the heavens over your family to be open. Be open now. Be open now. Be open now. For as many of you who love this church, now is the time to say amen.
I pray, I place my hand upon the soil of this church. Oh earth, hear ye the word of the Lord. Every activity across this region and the new land of the church, wherein the heavens are open, in the name that is above all names, I lay my hands upon this ground. I command heavens be open over House on the Rock, Mina. Be open. I speak to the earth. Not only will you open up, deliver your treasures to this ministry. I compel the earth. Job said, as for the earth, out of it comes bread. I command the bread that is hidden upon the earth, in the name that is above all names, let that bread come out for this house. Everyone holding any financial resource that should come into the hands of House on the Rock for the projects of the next season, we compel that those finances come to the house now, in the name of Jesus. I speak over the building project of House on the Rock. The hand of Zerubbabel that began this work, by the shout of grace, let that same hand perfect that building in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands, everyone. Impartations will happen now in 1 minute. Whatever you can receive, just take it. It's going to be in 1 minute because I'm about to sit down. Some of you came here trusting God for graces. I came heavy in my spirit, and truly I open up my spirit from the depths of my heart that everything that you see that you truly desire. Father, lift your hands, please, and pray. At the count of three, let graces, mantles, possibilities in the spirit be released upon your people. This will be your last shout, and I'd like you to shout it as you receive these impartations. From the depths of my heart, I release it. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus. At the count of three, let it fall. 1, 2, 3. Take it now. Take it in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Faith walking of miracles. Oh my God, help them. Help them. My goodness. Prophetic mantles. Apostolic dimensions. I open you up to visions. Visions. I command the wealth anointing, financial anointing. It will fall on at least 7 people. At least 7 people. Receive it now. Take it now. Take it now. Financial mantles.
In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh Father, we give you all the glory and all the praise.
believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Parenting Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_KNI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshares.com. Parenting Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.